news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It was another night of chaos in Hong Kong. Thousands of anti-government protesters blockaded the main terminal at Hong Kong's airport for a second straight night, temporarily stopping flights. Here's more from CNN.
The new violence coming after Hong Kong's airport was shut down by protests for a second straight day. The crowd turning on suspected Chinese spies and ramping up anger against what protesters call police brutality. Chinese authorities have blasted the protests as signs of terrorism. Over the past week, state media has shown videos of Chinese military drills on the mainland, less than 20 miles away. Protesters tell us they're undeterred.
Does that scare you?
No, not at all. No. If we burn, they burn with us.
President Trump responding tonight.
I hope it works out for liberty. I hope it works out for everybody, including China. I hope it works out peacefully. Hope nobody gets hurt. I hope nobody gets killed.
Oops, he did it again. Trump made a ridiculous threat, this time about new tariffs on Chinese goods that would hurt the American consumer particularly hard. And then he backed down off of it. This time he announced that he'd delay the plan until December 15th, so prices on toys, cell phones, and video game consoles won't be affected during the Christmas shopping season. But I thought China was paying for the tariffs. NBC's Stephanie Ruhl has more.
The president outed himself today. He very clearly says China paying us billions and billions. Well, that certainly doesn't make sense if today he's now postponing tariffs and citing the Christmas shopping season. That being the case, he's tacitly admitting it's the American consumer who pays for this. So the president is pushing these tariffs. Why? Because being Mr. Market is more important to him than being the tariff man. And we've already seen the equity markets pretty volatile. You mentioned those banks earlier. The CEO of Goldman Sachs 2 days ago said it's the trade wars that could push us into recession.
The New York Times is reporting that aides to several key senators in both parties have been meeting with senior White House officials about gun control legislation. The senators involved, Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, Joe Manchin, sort of Democrat of West Virginia, and Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. Their staffers have been meeting with Joe Grogan's Domestic Policy Council and White House Legislative Affairs Director Eric Euland. Stay tuned. We're learning more about what happened the night Jeffrey Epstein died. The two staffers at Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center tasked with watching the accused sex trafficker on the day of his death falsely recorded that they had checked on him every 30 minutes. This according to a report in the New York Times. A source cited by the Associated Press said surveillance footage showed the guards had failed to make some of the checks recorded in the logs. This comes after the two guards were placed on administrative leave, pending investigations by the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General. The MCC's warden was also temporarily reassigned.
We're also learning more about one of the workers who was supposed to be guarding Epstein at the time. Yesterday, we reported the employee was not a full-time corrections officer. Now, a person familiar with the investigation tells NBC News that employee had been a corrections guard for 7 years. He then accepted a different job with better hours, but routinely took an overnight shift as a corrections officer to get overtime pay. The source would not say whether the employee was one of the two placed on administrative leave. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting the two staff members guarding Epstein's jail unit fell asleep and failed to check on him for about 3 hours, then falsified records to cover up that mistake. According to several law enforcement and prison officials with knowledge of the matter, two law enforcement officials telling NBC News, investigators are looking at whether either or both of the employees on duty who were responsible for checking on Epstein were sleeping. They say no conclusion has yet been reached.
Epstein, who was arrested for the alleged sex trafficking of dozens of minors, is thought to have died by apparent suicide in his cell. And in campaign news, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is said to be in discussions about ending his presidential bid, yes, and entering the race for his state's Republican-held Senate seat, potentially giving Democrats a strong candidate in a race they really must win in order to have hopes of retaking the Senate in 2021. Oh, and Tom Steyer, the billionaire entrepreneur and climate change activist, he revealed on Tuesday that he has inexplicably reached the requisite 130,000 individual donors needed to be included in the next round of debates. Democrats have until August 28th to qualify for the debates happening September 12th and 13th in Houston. Steyer, who has been a vocal proponent of impeaching the president, is also on the cusp of qualifying with polling. He has hit 2% in three separate polls, needing just one more to qualify. Nine candidates have already reached the donor and polling thresholds and will partake in the debate with Tom Steyer and two others. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro and Representative Tulsi Gabbard reaching the donor prerequisite. Stay tuned. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more information, visit NicoleSandler.com. Click on Donate.